Blog Talk Radio.
Regal Poet Radio.
Welcome to the Regal Poet Radio Show. I am your host, Imone M. Prosper, and this is the conduit for the poet entrepreneur. I am so glad to have you here. I hope you're having a great, great year so far in January, and also having a great lunch for today. So we always got to look at the short-term goals and the long-term goals, right? So yes, again, I'm so happy to have you here, and I am so excited to be presenting this. As you heard, we're listening to Mr. Grant Cardone. He's actually one of my top five sales coach. There's many out there that are more inspirational in terms of motivation. They're not as direct and brash as Grant Cardone is, and I say that with all the love, because he makes you think about what you are supposed to be doing right now. What is it that's going to take you to the next level? And his number is the number 10, because he says if you do 10 times more of what you are always doing, you will expand 10 by 10. And that is just an awesome thing to have, because you'll end up dominating your area of life, your area of expertise, if you 10X everything. And he 10Xs everything, from his house to everything. His story is a great story. You should pick up his book, The 10X Rule. One of my other favorites is If You're Not First, You're Last. And he's just really good. So why am I talking about sales? Talking about sales because at the end of the day, as entrepreneurs, yes, we have to be able to produce great art. But at the same time, in order for us to start thinking about quote-unquote eating, we have to be selling. And that is such a taboo and such a bad word when it comes to artists, just people in general. A lot of people do not like to hear that word. And it's something that over the years I've embraced, I've actually started to love, because I realized that we are all selling. We're always selling something, selling ourselves, selling our ideas, selling our, I was going to say ourselves, no, we're not selling ourselves, selling our product to the audience. And what's so beautiful about artists is that we sell in such a beautiful way. We sell in such an easy going way, but we know the best people that I've seen know their audience, know what they're doing, even when they're putting on events, they know how to count and make sure that everyone is having a good time. That's the only difference between us and a car salesman. But at the end of the day, we have goals that we'd like to meet. And really, truly, really, really, truly, truly, and truly, the best way to do that is being able to know what your market is. And that's why we talk about niche and know who you're selling to. But today we're talking about the follow-up, because the follow-up is actually what gets you to the next level. There's a lot of research done in various arenas, and what I've learned over the years is that when you're looking to give something to someone or have someone invest in you or purchase something that you are selling, there's two things that people look at. First of all, do they like you, right? So that's the first thing that they look at. Because if someone doesn't, at the end of the day, someone's purchasing something because they like you. They like what your spirit, whatever it is that connects with them, they like you for that matter. And they have decided, listen, I trust you with my money. I want to give you my money. So there's that. You have to build a rapport in order to get that. And a lot of the times you can do that at just meeting someone for the first time. The second person that you deal with, which you deal with more often, is that person that you're going to need to follow up and let them know, hey, remember we had such a great talk last time? You said you want to think about purchasing such and such from me, and here's my opportunity to remind you and let you know that it's available for you to purchase. That is a follow-up. And we as artists, that's a lot of the times outside of just that first initial meeting, but we deal into that multiple conversation thing when we're getting gigs and performing for events or working a deal with someone to play. Whatever it is, whatever your market of art is, you run into the follow-up. And quite frankly, the follow-up is where the money is. The follow-up is where, quote-unquote, the hustle. So that's why our topic today is that the hustle is in the follow-up. It's very important for us to understand that, because you may speak to someone and they're not the decision maker. If they're not the decision maker, they have to go to the decision maker and present it to them, preferably just as well as you have to them, and say, convince that person, hey, this person would like to have an event or be a part of our event and they'd like to get paid. What do you think? So then you run into that. So there's various things that cause a follow-up to happen. Maybe a follow-up is on the back end where you had the show, but at the same time you need to follow up, say thank you. You need to follow up, hey, when's the next one? Those things happen. We are very, 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 and I include myself in this conversation, in that pool of people, in that bucket of people, do this very poorly. We are very notorious for knowing not to follow up. And here are five reasons why. Five reasons why we are very poor as artists when it comes to follow up. Number one, we get distracted. We're sitting there, as I heard someone say this so elegantly at a workshop that I went to, actually more of a training that I went to. He's like, yep, we'll sit there and we'll start painting. And we're like, yes, I'm going to get this painting done. Then we're painting, and then the phone rings. We pick up the phone. Hey, we have that conversation. Listen, I really got to go. We know we have to go. So I'll talk to you later. Then we put the phone down. What was I doing? And then a butterfly walks. That's my best part. A butterfly walks. Oh, there's a butterfly. Let me get a camera. Take a picture. I know something I can do with that. And by the time we've probably got two more things that distract us. By the time we're like, oh, wait, I was painting, or I was writing a poem, or I was writing, we're either exhausted or the day has gone. We got to go pick up our kids, or we have a gig to go to, or something pressing, an appointment pressing happens, and here we go. Most of our painting work that we could have done is not there. That's number one. We get distracted. So we'll do a reverse, the top five. So number five. Number four, the reason why we're so poor at follow-up, because we don't think, we take it personal. when you take it personal, you internalize that the reason why this person is not saying yes is because they didn't like me. And that's not the case. Again, they may not tell you, they may not tell you right away, but maybe they're not the decision maker. Maybe they have to look at their calendar. Maybe there's certain things that you need to review before an answer can be made. And you have to think you're at an event, so there's a lot going on. You don't know how many people have already addressed them with the same thing. Okay, so that's number four. Number three, the third reason why we're really bad at follow up is because the energy. We put so much energy in gathering our thoughts and just making that first connection. And with that first connection, having a second connection, gearing up for that third connection, we feel like we're bothering the person, or we don't have the strength to do it all over again. We may feel that the information we're providing is not good enough. And that's why that person said no in the first place. So you go right back to, they didn't like me. So that's the third reason. Second reason why we're very poor at follow-up is because we weren't trained to do it. We weren't trained to do it. It's not something that people were told, we were taught. Because a lot of us are just diving into our talent and don't really go into training when it comes to that. And that's very important. So we're not taught how to follow up. And that can cause us to, again, pull back, think we're bothering them, think we're not liked, get distracted easily, those types of things. And so that's number two. The number one reason why we're poor at follow-up, and if you could look at my station desk right now, you would understand, is disorganization. Disorganization is the deadliest infection to have for any industry. And since we as artists get distracted very easy, we're so engaged in our environment that it externally starts to affect our management of time, our management of our material and those types of things. And because of that, that's why we run into that problem. So that's the top one, disorganization. Because if we're not organized, what happens is that we don't know who we've spoken to, because we usually speak to a lot of people. And so we forget, we try to put everything in our minds. And then our disorganization might even fall into why the person didn't say yes in the first place. Now, I know I'm contradicting myself with that statement, but if your thoughts are not organized, your atmosphere is not organized, it's going to be very difficult for you to express what you're looking to have happen or what you're looking to execute with that event specialist or that coordinator per se, and it'll show. So organization is really, really one of the deadliest flaws that an artist is known for having. There's so many artists out there that have got it down pat and are very organized. And those are the ones that are really, really making it happen without an agent, without backup. They have backup, but it doesn't necessarily have to be what we would call like a talent agency, so on and so forth. They have everything down. And having an agent or booking agent or a talent agency or a team behind them only enhances what they already know how to do. You really can't tell people to do something that you're not willing to do. So organization is big on that. So we're going to come back with the top five things that we can do. And this is a topic that we will be speaking a lot on this year. We have a young lady from her own agency that deals with networking, and one of the major topics we will be speaking on is organization and follow-up. So big shout-out to Winda Perryville, who will be a guest coming up soon with her work as a networker, a professional networker and teacher of such. So we're going to come right back. I'm going to take care of some commercials and then something from Grant Cardone again. I just love his work, And we'll come back with the top five things that we can do to help with the follow-up. Hey, guys.
You are listening to the Regal Poet Radio Show with your host, Imone M. Prosper. Are you tired of being undervalued as an artist? Do you have a passion to sell your art but don't know where to start? Are you on a successful path but need encouragement? Tune in to the Regal Poet Radio Show, the conduit for the poet entrepreneur. Every week, we focus on topics that are set for the professional artists fully engaged in the creative economy. I am your host, Imone M. Prosper, poet, entrepreneur, and the advocate for the creative arts economy. Our mission is to feed the artists who spend their life creating profound experiences within their art with the best practical and advanced practices they need to be empowered, energized, confident, and prepared. If you are a beginner, you need this. If you're a seasoned veteran, you need this. And with 12 years of experience behind me, the Regal Poet Radio Show is not only designed to deliver the best information, but this platform allows you to hear from successful industry leaders and poet entrepreneurs making a major impact in the world of poetry. What we know is that it is easy to find an open mic to perform, but there are a small number of places for the professional poets to go to learn how to build a thriving poetry career or business. Tune in to the Regal Poet Radio Show, the conduit for the poet entrepreneur, as we focus every week on the topics to help build up your entrepreneurial of the arts business. Share, leave a comment, or chat live with me, Imone M. Prosper, every Thursday, 12 noon, on blogtalkradio.com/Regal Poet, where I am committed to developing not only a respected line of professional poets, but savvy poets with additional E on the end for entrepreneur. So make your lunch hour powerful and come get poet savvy with Regal Poet Radio.
Welcome back to the Regal Poet Radio Show. We ended with a bang with Wally B from Tampa, founder of Black on Black Rhyme Tampa, and founder of Heard 'Em Say Teen Poetry Night, Heard 'Em Say Teen Poetry, and radio personality for poetry is on WMNF FM 88.5. And we are definitely here at Regal Poet, a big supporter of that. That's our poet of the week. Before that, we were listening to Mr. Grant Cardone talk about follow-up. I hope you guys were able to take some notes and be able to see. I'll put that right on the Facebook page on Regal Poet. Of course, it's part of our YouTube channel, which is also Regal Poet, R-E-G-A-L-P-O-E-T-E. And before we go, I just want to go over those five things that you would need to know how to follow up. And I gathered so much information from Grant Cardone, and I wanted to show off an expert in the field. Because, as I stated before, this is my Achilles heel, but it's something that I see once I dive into it. A lot of the things I've been able to accomplish has been through the follow-up. And like he said, five to 12 attempts is really what gets you that conversion. So what gets you that new program, that new gig, anything that you want to participate in, 5 to 10 attempts to contact that person, the decision maker, which is usually about only 3 to 4 people in a department that maybe will cover over 100 to 20 to 200 people that will be able to help you with that. So that's the other thing. You need to get to that key person. So I know you got your pens out. So number 5, schedule your life. So we were talking about being distracted, the phone rings, blah, blah, blah. Schedule your life. I know that whenever I have my show, I still get phone calls. So I turn my ringer off for about 30 minutes. And some of you guys, I've heard it all the time. I have kids. I can't do that. Listen, that's just an excuse. Is it that 30 minutes is not going to prevent things from happening? And if you are at a job and it's 8 hours, make sure there's always an emergency line. You'll be fine. Someone even asked me, they saw my calendar by accident while I was talking to them. They're like, wow, you even have sleep. That's hilarious. And I told them, well, that was when I was scheduling my life. I need to know how much time do I sleep and how much is that taking away from my money time. So I schedule everything. I have to know where I am. If not, I just cannot operate. All right, so that's number 5. Number 4, don't take it personal. Brush everything off. No, and there's this thing that I can say with that, you know, don't take no for an answer. Have people explain. Have people tell you, oh, well, you know, are you the decision maker? What is the reason? Did you need more information? Because sometimes a no is not a no. A no just means I need more information. So a person sees that you're engaged and you want to work with them more, they may say, okay, you know what? It's not that I want to say no. I need more information. Or can we do it another time? Does it have to be on February 3rd? Can it be April 15th? That and unless you ask for that, you won't have that. Build a rapport as much as you can before you even ask questions. Sometimes you can't do that. People are busy. You know, remember, we're dealing with human beings. So don't take no for an answer, but don't also take it personal. And if you should, that's okay. Just don't let it stop you from moving forward. Just use that to ask more questions, and you may get more information from that. Number 3, train yourself. I listen to Grant Cardone videos. I have read his books. There's a lot of, I've been to like Millionaire Mind Extensive. There's a lot of programs that I get involved in. I've been talking about the Artist Entrepreneur Institute, which will have those leaders and founders on our show soon before June, because you don't know what you don't know. And great minds think alike, but you need to actually engage with those other minds. Okay, because a lot of the times it's not that we don't know that we need to follow up. We just don't know what to say. We prepare for that initial speech so well that when we get on the phone with that person, you don't know what to say, and that'll prevent you as well. A script will help that. I mean, the last sales job I took, I purposely took that sales job to increase myself, and that was like the best decision for me because they had a script, and that script just made you look like an expert. It caused me to think very well. So having a script is very important. If you don't have one, you know, think of one, write one up. There's definitely, you know, Google that, how to write a sales script, and you'll make it not salesy because you'll know what you're saying. You know what you want to say. So train yourself to do these things. Go to workshops and everything so you know what to say. Look for places that deal with follow-up. Think about gifts. Think about gimmicks. Use a blog. You know, train yourself to do these things. We do them, but a lot of times we don't know how to maximize what we have. So there's a lot. I mean, as I tell you guys every week, YouTube is my best friend. They need to sponsor the show. Number 2, give yourself permission. Don't quit. What that means is don't stop calling. Don't stop engaging in people. 79% of the people that you're going to talk to will not buy from you, will not call you for a gig or event. But that shouldn't deter you, because they may not call you for this day. They may call you for another day. But just the fact that you spoke to them and they know that you're around is very important. Okay, so just think about that. You're 10 to 20% of the people. So that one or two people per time you are speaking will go ahead and say, come on, you know what? Get involved. And that increases all the time, especially if you meet someone after you've performed. Oh, my goodness, that's when the numbers skyrocket. So, you know, ask. Don't just give up or say, oh, maybe I shouldn't. Give yourself permission. Yes, it's okay to be successful. It is okay. It's okay to be successful. And it's okay to ask for referrals. If somebody says, no, I don't think I'll be able to do that. I can't do that. Oh, I wish I could. Say, well, do you know anyone else that would love to have me there or love to experience this? Do you know anyone else? And, oh, people love to help. They'll give you some information, and then on top of that, once they give you the information, you can use them as, hey, can I use you as a reference for that? So when you call, now you know what to say. You go back to train yourself. Now you know what to say. Hey, someone, this such and such referred me to you, said you would love to have some poetry, some art, some music at a function you have coming up. And then from there, they're like, oh, that person thought of me. So it's like the gift that keeps on giving. Oh, that person thought of me. They have this cool thing. Oh, I would love to help. I was looking. That type of help. So, yeah, you know, it takes a village. It takes a village. And the number one thing, we talked about it before. I'm pretty sure you guys can guess because I even straightened up my papers a little bit so I can make sure I can see everything. Organization. Write things down. Don't trust your mind. You have so much. These days, we have so much that we're being engaged by. Don't trust your mind. Write it down. Write things down. Use a calendar. Use Excel. Every time you engage with someone, and let's say you got a gig from them, and it's going to come back around. The year is going to come back around. You want them to engage with them again. Instead of you thinking, well, what are all the things that I did last year? You have an Excel sheet and write it down. Just put it in there. And so when it's time, oh, it's January or it's December, because, you know, we plan in July and December. And I want to plan out my next year. Go ahead and use my Excel sheet. Everything is there for me. Okay. So that's the best one. Now, the other, I'm giving you a bonus. The bonus one is travel. You guys may need to travel to some of the places that you want to go to. Travel. That means visit people. Let them know that you're available. Let them know, hey, bring them coffee. I just wanted to let you know I'm in the area and anything you need, your child's school. Hey, is there anything you need? Hey, career day's coming up. Those type of things go, but 50% of, I was just looking at the number too, so I don't want to guess 50, that's not what it is. It's like in the 70s. 70% of the people that will come to you is because you travel to see them. You travel to see them. So you have to make sure that, it is 50. 50% of the conversions will go to the first person that contacted the prospect. And so that means that going to them, they're always going to think of you first because, oh, yeah, someone was here, and I have a face, a name, and I don't even have to think about it. So make sure you do that. Okay, and so that's the show for today. Like I said, there's so much more. This is so important. I mean, this is like make or break what you do. The hustle is in the follow-up. We will have more shows like this. I appreciate you having lunch with us. Thank you so much. And check out Grant Cardone. Subscribe to his things. Subscribe to our YouTube page as well. And check out our page. We do have an event coming up February 21st at Eucalyptus Gardens. We are booking our last. We have two slots left. We're booking our last two slots. So you can check us out at poetryrocksoulfest@gmail.com. Poetryrocksoulfest regalpoet@gmail.com or call the hotline at 305-303-3976. 305-303-3976. Thank you guys so much for coming out and listening and spending time with us. We are looking forward to see you and listen from you next week. Have a great day.
Regal Poet Radio.